Shunyunin Baba Vasu continued Yulam Shvat Hitov Shemem January 29, 1980 and Tuesday continued.
ונדלו החול, פירוש שיין שישיגו דבורים הרבה, שאין כיח בשיח לעתיד ולעשיגו. There are certain things that a person could conceive through his intelligence. Of course, everything is Makarish Bohu. But the things that a person can see through intelligence, so it's also Bashgoche. But that is not something special that it does not involve a special inspiration. This is a certain talent that was given to a certain individual through which, whereby he can conceive great things. Mashenkin, but sometimes a person makes such a discovery. The Rambam says in Yonibuchi, whether it's in Torah or it can be in Chochmas Salem too. So, but something unusual. So that is a special kind of a inspiration. So that's called Nivuye, but it's not Nivuye, it's just the term Nivuye is used, but it's not to be understood literally. So now then the Gemara says Vichochamodov Minov. So that is difficult. I mean, why is Chochamodov Minov? I mean, how can Shenema Novi Livach Chochmo mean Isladimiya? Maybe I quite not Mislav God. So what does it mean? I mean, how could we conceive that is Chochem is already Novi at all? I mean, the Novi is the greatest Chochem too, because the Rambam says in Amru Sheiro, the Rambam says in Chassisida Atere, Misede Hadas Leida Apel Zayin Chassisida Atere, Aloch Aleph, Misede Hadas Leida Shokir Minabez Neodom, Vein Amru Cholo El Al Chochem Besigmori In Idorim, Daf Lamed Hei, Vein Amru Cholo El Al Chochem Godlu Bechochem Ogibar Medeiso, ולא יהיה יצרי מסגבר אלו, בדור או באילום, אלו, because the Gemara says in the Dorin, it has to be in Giber, in Avri Shiro, El Al Chochom, Giber, in Oshia. So the Rambam explains it in the Shemino Proki, and then in the Yoni Ruchi, not literally. He says Giber means, not mean Giber, that he's physically strong. And even though from the Gemara in the Dorin, it's Mashma, that it really means that he has to be physically strong too. But the Rambam explains it in the sense of Zeu Gibra Kevish Yitzchak. And then Oshia means Someya Bechelke. Not literally, the Rambam. From Gemara Nidorim it appears that it means in a literal sense. But the Rambam doesn't explain it in a literal sense. Vein Amru Cholo Al Chochom Godlu Bechochom. Gibel Medeiso. Vein Yitzchak Mizgabir Olo Bidol Beilom. Elu Mizgabir Bidaitei Al Yitzchak Tomit. Vu Baldeo Rechobo Nechim Adneid. Odom Shemule Bechol Amides Eilu. Shomim Begufei. כשיקונץ לפרדס וימשר בעיסר עניונים הגדלים מורחקים. So the Rambam mentions here, in the Rambam he says, it means Gibra Kevish is Yitzchak. So they ask, and Oshir means Sameya Bechelke. But the Kashi is basic as Rambam from the Gimore in Yidorim, it's Mashma, that it means Gibra Mamesh, because Gimore mentions how strong Moshe Rabbeinu was, and the other Levim were. and that they are ashirim, they are levim. Yene was an oshir, because it's mentioned that Yene paid the captain of the boat, and Gemara says it means he paid everybody's fare, not just his fare. So in other words, he had money, he was rich. So but it seems that the Rambam here gives it at it. Here he says, Odom shu mule b'chol amides ha'ilu, sholem b'gufei. So in other words, so he mentions sholem b'gufei also. Why? So the Rambam in the Nebuchim says, even though the Gemara in Nidori mentions the fact that the Levim were physically strong and they were ashirim, so he says, because usually there is a connection between good health and midas, because if a person does not enjoy good health usually, so he cultivates, he develops a certain bitterness, and that brings about a certain diminution in his midas. Not that he couldn't be a big bal midas, but if he doesn't enjoy good health and if he is very poor, so then he cannot be somebody of Chalkei. It's impossible to be somebody of Chalkei if he doesn't have the means to support himself. So in other words, but the main thing is a Gibra Kevish Asitzrei and a somebody of Chalkei. But the other things are important, because there is usually a connection. That's why the Rambam says Sholem Bigufei. Kishi Yikonis Lepardes, V'Yimoshe Reisen. Pardes means Maise Makobo, Maise Breisus. V'Yimoshe Reisen, Yon Mandel Mocheikin, V'Tia Lideon Echeino. V'Hobin Ulhasik, V'Miskadish, V'Helich, U'Pelis V'Darki Paloom, Ha'ilchim Machshaki Azman, V'Helich, U'Mizaris Atzmin, Wamid Napshei. And so on. So the Rambam mentions that in detail, I mean, in order to point out that the Novi is the biggest chochem, and the Rambam in the Shemitah Prokim says that a Novi is one who can become a Novi, only one who has attained Shlemis Malas Aminias, Shlemis Malas Asichlias. So the question arises, so how did the Gemara say, chochem odof mi Novi? I mean, in order to be a Novi, you have to attain the intellectual perfection in the maximum way. So how can we say chochem odof mi Novi? So that apparently bothered the Ritva. So the Ritva said as follows: V'chocham odof minovi perush leisi novi sheyesh lekeach liveis asideis ve'im lidar keyanivue sheyim mitzad hachochme sheruach shchino sheiro olo uchmeshbir Rambam zal b'sifrei hayodua kanavua ayin sheir el al chocham. So we see that the Ritva was bothered by that. How did the Gemara say v'chocham odof minovi? I mean, if one is a novi, so he certainly he has reached intellectual perfection, so he's a chochem also. So he says chochem odi novi doesn't mean a real novi. Chochem odi then that type of a novi who is able to see asideis, but only darke am buy shei mitzad chochem sheruach shchina shenov. So. And then he says, "Ochme shebira Rambam zal b'sifrei hayodua kan vua ayhi enoshei roel alchol." So there is a stirim in the Bei Monish. He says that he doesn't mean the chacham odif minovi, that the chacham is odif than real novi, but chacham is odif than the type of novi who is able to see asideis, and what he has no dar kan vua shei mitzad chacham sheruach shchino sheirol. And then he says, so obviously it's possible to see asideis, to have nivuye, without the medium of shleimus malis amidias and malis asichlias. So then he mentions the Rambam, uchmei shebir Rambam zal b'sifrei yodua ke anvua hi enusheira el alcho. Enusheira el alcho. Now, so there seems to be a stira minayuke. The Rambam says, the Rambam mentions in Perek Tes Moreh Sidah Teireh, the Aloha of Riva Shemayimi, and that a Novi is not Hashoyi to be Metsif or to be Gerei on the Torah. Dobo Borom first, but here she meets for Imeres Leilom or Leilom or Leilom. Imo loishinu vole geroyim vole teisve shenem as chvador ashamich nitzav eschem. Eisi tishmo masis. Vesisi polo vizikram nem. Vinema vanigo ishonu vanim adeilo masis kodiva atir aziz. Holomadito shekodiva teiro nitzuvi monu vaseison adeilo. וכן נועים לחוקסים ומדרסיכם, ונראה מלוי בשמיים, ולומר איתו שאינו בקשור לחדיתו במעטו, לפיכו חיליה מליש בין ישראל, ויעשה איזה מלפיזים אשר שם שורכם, להסיק מצווי ומקרי המצווי, או לפורש ממצוני המצווי, הסביר ששם מנשא, או אישו אמר, או אישו. שאוי שם מישהו שסתם בין ישראל, אינו מלאים ומדירים, אישו מצווי זמן היו, הרי זה לא ביה שקר, שהריבו להק חיבוס אישו מנשא. So the Rambam says, Im yamid ish bein yumis bein Yisrael. Bein yumis bein Yisrael. So in other words, there is a mitzias of Novi in Mumis Eilom too. The mitzias of Novi is not limited to Yisrael. Even to Mumis Eilom. I mean, it's not the Rambam's Chiddush. We know Bilam, I mean, Yisrael. I mean, there are so many Nevi'im. So many Nevi'im in Mumis Eilom. So the question is raised against the Rambam. So, because the Sifri says, "No be okim lohem mikere b'cheir komoicho, v'nosaki dvorai b'fil v'dibur aleim ischol asher atzavel." Voyo yish asho yish ma uvorai asho yidabe vishmi, onei chayet vishmi. So no bi okim lohem mikerev acheyim komeicho. So the Sifri says, mikerev acheyim komeicho. No bi mikir b'cho ma'achecho komeini, yok b'cho adishem ulekecho yot ishmo. So that's, the Sifri is on this posik, posik is long. Not on posik yutches. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Because the Sifri says, mi'achecho komeinu, b'loim u'meseo. So you see from the Sifri, that there is no dinobi, only in Israel. So how about all the Nevi'im? So we can say, we can give a very simple terrace, that all these Nevi'im who arose were before Matan Torah. I mean, Bilam, all right, it was, but it was in the course of the Avoyim Shono, so, but after the Avoyim Shono, so there were not no Nevi'im Umiseilom, only in Israel. And we really don't find the meaning of any Nevi after Matan Torah, after the Israelites entered Eretz Yisrael. We could say that, but in order to explain the Sifri, but the Rambam says, "Lifichach im yamid Novi bein Yisrael bein Umiseilom," and if he'll be meisi from the Torah, so he's not Mashiach. So we see that there is a mitzias of a Novi. There is a mitzias of Inovi even among Mumiseilo, and the Sifri says, Novi mikir b'cho, okim, komo yecho, so v'loi Mumiseilo. So apparently, by Novi there are two halachas. First of all, Inovi represents the Dvar Hashem. So naturally, if we know that the Nevuah is emes, it's not sheker, it's not inovi sheker. So we have to do what inovi says, because it's dvar Hashem. So the other media of the dvar Hashem, let's say basko, ur mitumi, that's not novi. So every novi is the instrument, is the medium of the dvar Hashem, the medium of Hashem. So mele if inovi, and if we know that he is a novi bem, it's not inovi sheker. So we have to do what he says, because it's dvar Hashem. Like Basco, but then there are special halachas in Novi. There is a halacha, let's say, suppose a Basco would try to be Ikir, we don't at all if he's sure. So we shouldn't listen. But by Novi there is a halacha of the Eil of Tishmol. So there is a mitzvah even when the Novi is. He's not, he cannot, you know, he cannot be gerei alel on boed, but if he's sure, he can be eikea. Like in the Yom HaKarmel, so he's eikea the Yisya of Shchutichutz. So it's aloch in Novi, but we don't find that in other media of Dvar Hashem, let's say in Basko, so Rabbi Yeshua said, Imajdir in mi Basko. So even though it was not, the Basko didn't try to be a kiri dom nator. Certainly, when the Baskol tries to be a kiri dom nator, so certainly a mashgichim. But by Novi, So the Aloha is if he comes to the Eikea Leilam Boed, then he's not a Shekia. But if he comes with his show to the Eikea, so there is the Aloha, Yeshkia, Yadnovi, Lakadov, Nator. And then there is a Shite. There is a Shite of Tisus Yishenim in Givomes. A very remarkable Shite. That the Aloha of Novi, that can be Eikea with his show. So it's not only when B'Shem Hashem, he is Eikea with his show. Then it's a Pshites that he can be Eikea. But we don't have to resort to the halacha of veil of to special zasakosu. But even when the novi, if someone is in him, so if he is Eikea, let's say Eliyahu, the question is when Eliyahu was Eikea, the Issa of Shvite Chutz, in order to be matched in the via Baal, did he do it al Dvar Hashem al Peyadim or not? So there is a Roshan. There is a Russian in Tesvishemi that if someone is Huzak is in Ovi, then he himself can be Eikea Dova Lufishol in the Milse. Just as Bez Nagodo can be Eikea Lufishol without Nivue. So someone who is in Ovi can be Eikea without Nivue this time. Lufishol in the Milse. So in other words, so there are certain Aloches in Ovi. So Novi has a Halushem. Just as Bez Nagodol has a Halishem, there are certain aloches in Bez Nagodol that are told in Bez Nagodol, so the aloche in Novi. And you see, the aloche is, Woman Doma says, that in Misifin Aliyah Vlazores, Elo Alpi Melech, Valpi Bez Nagodol, Valpi Novi, Valpi Umitum. So Woman Doma says, Vealmi Lutnan, Woman Doma says, Beholi Lutnan, Beholi Lutnan. So we learned out from the Pasuk, Chol HaNashim Ma'aloch, Hatam Zamish, Hatam Zkalkeilo, V'chein Ta'aso. So V'chein Ta'aso. So Moshe Rabbeinu was in Novi, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a Dino V'melech, and Moshe Rabbeinu became Shin V'chat Koe, and Aharon was a King Godly, he had Wom Bitumi. So the question is this, Monefshach, if we have Wom Bitumi, so we already have the Alpi Adimo. So what do we need Novi? So we see that there is, that Novi has a significance besides being a medium of Alpi Adimo. If the whole significance of Novi had been because he reveals the Balpi Adibo, so Mele it's Nachayach that Kiddush Eliyahu Vazoreh should require two Alpi Adibos. What is it? Two Alpi Adibos. Why two Alpi Adibos? So we see that Novi, besides being the medium of the Dvar Hashem, so there is a separate aloche of Novi. And regarding Kiddush Eliyahu Vazoreh, so we require both. So we already have the Dvar Hashem, and an additional requirement. And then the Shite that is Yishenim, that Tzadik Tes. That Tzadik on the base. Meliyoba Akam, Vim Temar, Vim Mishano Osom, Shoya Opa Adibo. So there, everybody agrees that he was Alpi Adibo Leyo. Yeshlima, Midikoma Hakel, if he shosh male, Mashma, if he was Shaloi, the Mitzah Samoke. If he was Mitzah Samoke, Leilom Yeshlim Yeshlim. Alright, so in other words, so Eliyahu certainly was Alpi Adibo. But Tesis Yeshlim says that the halacha is that in Novi, one who is who, like as in Novi, so can be a kedovam natirah l'migda milse l'fishor, even if it's not Alpi Adibo, as long as the gavre is in Novi. So even though this thing, this akira is not Alpi Adibo, so he can do it. And the other shame hold that only Alpi Adibo, so they also mean it's not just that there is akira Alpi Adibo. There couldn't be any akira l'fishor for mitumi, so it's everybody agrees that the akira has to be done by Novi. But the shaila is, can Novi be akedol natira even if it's not Alpi Adibo al das atzmei, if he feels that it's necessary limigda milse or not? But we see that there is a halishen Novi apart from the fact that Novi is a medium of the Dvar Hashem. So memele now the Rambam When the Rambam says, when the Rambam says, the Rambam elaborates so much, what are the qualifications of the Inyan? So the question arises, why did the Rambam, after all, in Meir Nivuchim, all right, so he discusses it. But in Seidah HaMeir, he only discusses halachas. Why is that relevant? Why is that relevant? Why did he discuss what are the qualifications of Inyan? The answer is that according to the Rambam, who has a Halishem Novi, that the Gavre has a special Halishem only if he is old in Nivuchim. There are certain prerequisites for Nivuchim. There are certain prerequisites for Nivuchim. The Rambam in Meir Nivuchim says that if one has attained Shleimus Malas Amidias and Malas Asichlias, so then the Nivuchim comes to him in a natural way. And the fact that the name Shechov is Amidosh, there is no Nivuchim, and even though the Gemara is Chazal mentioned that there were many Chachomim who are all Nivuchim, so that was the unnatural phenomenon. That even those Tanoim like Shmuel HaKotan said, Rov Shetishchol of Shechino, so he was Rov to be in Ovi, and he was not in Ovi. That was the unnatural phenomenon. That was B'tira Seimish for Klal Yisrael, because the deal is not Rov to have Nivuchim. So, in other words, so the Rambam mentions what are the prerequisites of Nivuchim. So, Shleimus Malas Amidias, and Shleimus Malas Asichlias, Misedi Hadas Leda, Shokil Minavi as Miodom, Vinanvu Cholor al Chochom Godu Bichochmo, Gibel Medesov, Yitzri Misgabiro, Bidorobelom, Elohim Misgabi Vidaiti al Yitzri Tomi, Ubaldeo, Rehobo, Nechina, Mei, Dodom Shemule, Bal, Bichol Amini Seibu, Shomin Bigubeki, Shikonisli Parvis, Vimosha Beis and Yonim Agdelim or Hekim, Vitiel Deo Nechino, Rehobin or Hasik, Umiskadish, Veilich, Upeiris Vidaki Kalom, Hailchim Mashaki Azman, Veilich, Umizavis. So these are the prerequisites for him. Why did Ram tell us? If he's not in Ovi, he's not in Ovi. And if he is in Ovi, he is in Ovi. So what difference does it make to us what the prerequisites of Inovi are? The answer is, according to the Rambam, not everyone who expresses the Dvar Hashem has a Halishem Novi. So, when does one have the Halishem Novi if he becomes a Novi because he was rolling? So, if there is no, there is no, it's not a must, even someone who is rolling, who is like Shmuel HaKotan, but Inovi wasn't. Inovi wasn't. But if somebody, for some reason, so the Hashgoche decides that the Dvar Hashem should be transmitted to a certain person, but he is not wrong to Nivuyeh, so then his Nivuyeh is like a basket. It's a medium of Dvar Hashem, but it doesn't have a Halishem Novi. He will not be able to be a Keridobom Nator. Not so. This is what Rambam says. When the Sifri says, Novi Mikir Bacho, Okum Komoicho, so the Sifri doesn't mean that it's impossible that the Ribbono Shel Olam should reveal himself to a Novi Mum Seilom. Of course it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. Just as it was possible at one time, so it's possible in the future too. It's possible. But Novi Mikir Becho Okum Kumachecho Mikir Becho Okum Kumecho implies Ribbono Mum Seilom that when does one have a Halishem Novi? Only when he's Mikir Becho. And it's not just Mikir Becho. Why in Umei Seilom he doesn't have a Halishem Novi? Because since one of the prerequisites of Nivuyeh is that he should attain Shleimus Malas Amidias and Malas Asichlias, so it's impossible. After Matan Torah, prior to Matan Torah, so it was possible, there was no Torah. But after Matan Torah, it's impossible for a human being to attain Shleimus Malas Amidias, Malas Asichlias, yes, but Shleimus Malas Amidias without being misguided. So in other words, it's possible for someone who is born a goy that he should attain Shleimus Malas Amidias if he becomes a Yisrael, if he's misguided himself, but without being misguided, to remain a goy and to attain Shleimus Malas Amidias, that's impossible. That's impossible. And as a matter of fact, there's the price in of Pinchas Beyoya, the price in Abrizoi, Zeus, Revealis, Rizos, and Nikios. So what is the highest rung? The highest rung is Gdusha. The highest rung, according to one verse, the highest rung is Gdusha. And then it says, and Gdusha maybe the Ruach HaKodesh. So what does it mean? That's the Pshat, that's the Mokeh of the Rambam. That in other words, Ruach HaKodesh cannot be attained in a natural way without these rungs. He has to go through all these steps. But as the Rambam, sometimes it happens that Bilam HaRoshe, I mean, he was just the antithesis of Shleimus Malas Amidias. He was the epitome of Moshrius Bilam HaRoshe, and still he was in Ovi. But the Chalishem Ovi didn't have Bilam. He's in Ovi, so when Bilam said something, so he had to do it because he's the Dvar Hashem. But Bilam couldn't be Kedov Natar Nefishah. The Chalishem Ovi Bilam didn't have. There's exactly a kosuf. Novi mikir b'chol ma'amachecho, mikir b'chol, okum komeicho. So in other words, so who is in Novi? Who has a Chalishim Novi in the Gavre? Mimele he can be Eker Dov Natero, and according to Tesis Shishenim, he can be Eker Dov Natero, even Lefisho, he can be Eker Lefisho, even Al Dasatzme, even Shaloy Al Piyadibo, according to the Shishenim, according to other Shishenim, only Al Piyadibo, but only if he has a Chalishim Novi. And who has a Chalishim Novi? If the Nivuye is Chal, Al Chochom Godu B'Chochmo, Giba B'Menezo. So that's the Pshat in the Ritva. So maybe there is no Stira from the Sifri. The Sifri says, Mikir B'cho, B'lo Yom Meseilo. Because if he's Yom Meseilo, he doesn't have a Chalishim Novi. But it's like a Ruat and a Basko. But Chalishim Novi doesn't have. So Bilam had Nivuye. But the Gavre was not enough. He did not have a Chalishim Novi. I mean, you have to say like that. And let's say, if you say that anyone to whom, who expresses the Dvar Hashem, who expresses Dvar Hashem has a Chalishim Novi, then Bilam Sosin also should have a Chalishim Novi. He also expressed the Dvar Hashem, Bilam Sosin. But it was just a mechanical thing. He was, Bilam Sosin was the medium of the Dvar Hashem. But the Bilam Sosin did not have a Chalishim Novi. So Bilam, like his Sosin, he was the medium of the Dvar Hashem, but the Gavre was not enough. So of course, even if the Gavre is not enough, we still have to do it, because he's the Dvar Hashem. But the halachas that are told in Gavre, so that cannot be realized by one who is not in Israel, and it cannot be realized by Israel either, unless his Nivuye originated in Shleimus Malas Amidias and Malas Asiklis. That's why the Rambam elaborates so much. He tells us all the prerequisites in so much detail. Now this is, I think, what the Ritva means. The Chochmah of Novi, Peirush Beisim Novi, Sheish Rikeach Lidus Hasideis, Vein Lidati Abue Sheim Tzad Chochmah. So in other words, Chochmah is Odi, the Novi, who for some reason was able to predict, had inspiration, so Bilam Sosin also had inspiration for some reason. So Chochom is Odif Minovi, Peirush Meisi, Novi, Shneish, Lekeach, Levis, Asidins. Ve'il idak amgu Yishim Tzara Chochmo, Sheruach Shechim Asher Olo, Uchmi Shibir Rambam Zal, Bisifre Ayodua, he means the Mir Levuchim, Kamvi, oh no, maybe he means the Mir Chazok, Ki Amvu Ayi, Enu Sheir O El Ocho. Enu Sheir O El Ocho. Alright. So the Gemara says, V'chochmo du Novi Shem, Novi Lav Chochmo, Min Isla Bimi, Ami Mekot Nisla Begodo, This is because Omer Abaye Tevi Goma Gavre Rabbe Milse Mishamre Mitzlei the Gavre Rabbe Achille Kavose. So you see, I mean, sometimes one Chochem says one thing and another Chochem without hearing it from this Chochem he says the same thing. So Omer Abaye Mai Kushe, that's no raya that there is such a thing as inspiration. Even with Marazet, Dil Metavayim Nechad Mazolen. What is Mazolen? Mazolen doesn't mean stars, of course. So it's in old translate. They are from one star. Mazel means anything that is obscure. Just as we do not know, we cannot see the real magnitude of the stars, we only see a small dot, which in reality is so many times larger than the Earth. So it's very obscure. So anything that is obscure, we don't know exactly how, why, but we know it is so. There is a certain reason. So I mean, in modern lingo, I would say video metabolism in Hadma Zohar, you know, they have the same genes. The same genes. So, because of that, they have the same kind of intelligence. Elomahot, Teida Domagab Le Rabbe Milse Umisamre Mishleid Rabakive Bayezev Kavos. And that person does not have the intelligence of Rabakive Bayezev. So, Omar Rabashe Umay. questions might have certain common characteristics of our human beings to a certain degree. What's so difficult? Elamar Abashe, Teta Domagavra, Rabbi Milse, Umisamra Aloch Lemishini Sinai Gavas. Sometimes, when a Gavra Rabbi says that our Pesecholitz, why does Gemara mention Aloch Lemishini Sinai? Because Aloch Lemishini Sinai is applied, the Rambam says, in the Akdomet Pirosh HaMishne, we say, certain Aloch Lemishini Sinai, could ask Mechitzte, I mean, Aloch Lemishini Sinai, or Shiur in Aloch Lemishini Sinai. What's about the whole Torah Shemal Peh? The whole Torah Shemal Peh was revealed in the Mishni Sinai. The answer is, so the Rambam says, that which can be conceived with Roy, let's say like Midye, Chazok, Rol, I mean, things that can be conceived through Roy, even though it's all Nims of the Mishni Sinai. But we don't apply the term Halacha Mishni Sinai. Halacha Mishni Sinai, that there is such a thing as Midye. Halacha Mishni, it's not Chayach, because it can be conceived with Roy. And if something can be deduced to the Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaTorah, to any Remes in the Torah, we do not apply the term Halacha Mishni Sinai, but something that cannot be conceived through Svarim and cannot be deduced to the Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaTorah, like Shiur. So Kazayis, is there any Svarim? Why Dafke Kazayis? Why Dafke Kazayis here? Why that? Why Kesev is there? Why Revi is there? I mean, so, and there is no Remes in the Torah, so we say Halacha Mishni Sinai. Good answer. Cannot be conceived with Svarim. Tumor Tzitzov because we are Rebbe. It cannot be conceived with Svarim. And it has no remes in the Torah. It cannot be deduced from any posik in the Torah. So then we say Aloha Meshim Sinai. So this is what he means. Teta Doma Gabba Rabbi Nilsen is Samra Aloha Meshim Sinai Kavose. Sometime, if the Gabba Rabbi says something that can be conceived with Svarim, so then it's no riot that there is such a thing as inspiration, special inspiration, that emanate not from general intelligence, but this a special inspiration. There's no riot, because through his intelligence he can see that. But when someone or a Mongol says something that through Svore it could not even be conceived. But then we find out that there is Aloch Lemishni Sinai. So how did he happen to say that? So it's a riot that he had inspiration. So the Gemara says, no, it's not right. We don't make a sume barube. So the Gemara says, maybe it's just an accident. It's a chance. So the Gemara says, no, you couldn't say it's just a chance. Vilaftamyo. So in other words, so since he says it with the tam, but it's not something, even though he mentioned the tam, though God will mention the tam, but it's not something that is self-evident. It is something brilliant that is not self-evident. And then it turns out that the Aloha Meshim is Sinai, so that's a raya that he had inspiration. That's a raya that he had inspiration. So one of the advocates of the theory of evolution, Leonard Huxley, so Darwin himself, even though he propounded the theory, but Darwin was a minor. I mean, I'm not saying Chas v'Sholem that the theory of evolution can be reconciled with Thor. It cannot be reconciled. But Darwin himself was a minor. He was a minor. And he believed in creative evolution. But Leonard Huxley was an atheist. So he said something, I mean, contrary to this Gemara, but I think that what Leonard Huxley said is sheer stupidity. He said, how is it possible, he says, on one hand he believed in evolution, and on the other hand he was an atheist, didn't believe in the revenge of God. So how is it possible, I mean, that such a world, I mean, evolved, such a wonderful world with the whole cosmos, with laws of nature, how is it possible? So he says, it took millions of years, billions of years, I mean, so he's very generous, you know, in the years. So, billions of years until this world evolved. So it took billion years for the protozoa to evolve, and then another 10 billion years or trillion years for other higher organisms to evolve from protozoa, and then in the course of billions and trillions of years, so this wonderful world evolved. So how is it possible? So some scientists told him, I mean, that it's nonsense. I mean, it's such a systematic, organized world based upon law, if it's upon chance. So somebody, a certain scientist asked him, suppose ink would spill on the table. Would spill on the table. Would it be possible that... So sometimes a certain letter can be formed. An A or a B or a C or a D. But it's impossible that as a result of ink being spilled on paper, so Hamlet or Macbeth, the Shakespearean play, will be written up by that ink that was spilled accidentally. So he said that he's convinced that if you give a monkey, you give a monkey a pen to write, and the monkey doesn't know any letters, and if the monkey will be given an opportunity to keep on writing for a million years, so the monkey will write all of the world's literature, all of Shakespeare's plays, and of Milton, and of Goethe, of all the German literature, and he, in his stupidity, he mentioned the Bible too. I mean, what now? Everything. That's sheer stupidity. So this is what Gemara says. Alright, of course it's possible, Kisume Barube. Sometimes, by chance, so a person who is not even intelligent might say something brilliant, but he'll say something brilliant, but he will not even be able to explain. Sometimes a person by chance will say something brilliant, but he will not even be able to defend it. You see, but if a chacham, if an adam gadol, says something unusually brilliant, and he defends it, he explains it, and then it turns out it's a halacha mishum Sinai, so that's a raya. It's not by chance. It's not much. All right. Omer Rabbi, Yem Shachor, Bisham Yishu, Women and Vim, Nitu Yishayti, Mutinakes, Yishayti Ma'i, Yodim Abba Rabashe, Dabra Koye, Birastik Edim Echuze, Shamu Lahu Shayti Koma, Rishmi Sifte, Dimoli Bimote Machsie, Tav Yum Echosom. So a person who is not in his right mind, so he said that the new Rosh Yeshiva will sign his name Tav Yum. And who was the one of the Chachomim who signed his name, who used that as a nickname? So Rabash, Oma, Man Chosin Tavyume Berabono, I know, who is the one who uses that nickname? When I sign my name, I, so, Shmano Lididi Kaim Rishai, Komos. So he went to the Bismarck. So Adose, Im Rabono, the Yusuf Rabach and Difte, Bereish. So before he came to this Medrash, the Chachonim decided to be managed the new Rishmi Sifte, Rabach HaMidim. Kim Nishama Deose, when they heard that he came, so they decided they cannot appoint anyone as Rishmi Sifte until they consult with him. Apparently he was away, so they didn't know he was not available, so they couldn't consult him. But when they heard that he is available, so they said, we cannot finalize the appointment of Rabach HaMidifte Sresh Misifte until we consult with Rabash. Kim Yishoma Deose, that he was at his home, maybe came to his home after this matter. Shodo Zugi de Rabbonu Ligabeinu Nuchadei, so they sent, so the other Chachomim of this matter sent a pair of Rabbonu to consult him. Ikve, so he detained them. Hodo Shodo Zugi de Rabbonu Nachine, Ikve Gabe, Ikve Gabe. Adimole Biyasov, until Ten Chachomim came to him. So when Ten Chachomim came to him, Kiddu Mole Biyasov, Posachu Bitonim Gosh. So he started to give a shia, with his basically Mikalo Pochas Masov. In other words, you don't give a shia for the public if it's less than 10. Kore Rabacha Nafshi, so that confirmed Rabash's appointment as Reish Misifti. Kore Kor Rabacha Nafshi Kol Amavim Loi Loi Bimheiro Mitin Loi Kol Amitin Loi Loi Bimheiro Mitin Loi. So we see here as an example that this Sheite, I mean, the person who was not in his right mind, predicted something. I mean, how can that be explained? In other words, you see, the Rambam says in Mirin Buchim that Nivuye results from the merger of Shleimus, Smilus, Amidius, Smilus, Asichlius, on one hand, and on the other hand, it also results from the epitome of the perfection of the imaginative faculty. That's what the Rambam says in Animal. So in other words, with imaginative faculty, a person could conceive many things. But most of the time, if the imaginative faculty is not coupled with the intellectual faculty, so then a person won't be served through the imaginative faculty. But there are certain things that could not be apprehended by the intellectual, by intellectual perception, only through the imaginative faculty. Only through the imaginative faculty. So, usually, when a person is not in his right mind, so he says things that are, that are untrue. That are untrue, that they have no correspondence with reality. But sometimes, when the person is not in his right mind, so, and is completely uninhibited, so then his imaginative faculty is at its, is at a certain advantage. So sometimes we find that, let's, as here, so the person was not in his right mind, and he was completely uninhibited, and he didn't care, and he didn't care what other people say, because as a matter of fact, why did he say that? He probably knew, together with all the other people in Marsville, that was the city where Ravasha lived. So, I suppose that in their unconscious, everybody in Guatemala felt that Ravasha is the only competent person to become the Rishmas. Everybody felt it. But they tried to suppress it because of their all kinds of inhibitions. And so everybody tried to suppress it. But this one was not in his right mind. So he had no inhibitions. So he expressed what was in his unconscious. But the other people didn't express it because they had control of their intellect. So they wouldn't say what is in their unconscious. But the one who is not in his right mind, not in his right mind, he was able, you know, to give vent to his unconscious. To his unconscious. As a matter of fact, when a psychoanalyst wants to find out about the unconscious of a person, so he deliberately drives the client mad so that he will be without any inhibitions and he will not be in his right mind. So then he will be able to express what is in his unconscious. So this person, he was not in his right mind, so he expressed what was in his unconscious. And what was in his unconscious was a barometer for the unconscious of everybody else. That's why Rav Asher paid attention to it. It's not that Rav Asher paid attention to what the lunatic says, but Rav Asher felt that the unconscious of the lunatic was a barometer for the unconscious of the other people in Motemas. Oh. Now, what, and for the same reason, Tineikes Mai, Kihodi Bas Rafrizde, Havi Yosef Hamfid Avue, she sat in the lap of her father as a little girl, Have a Yasri Kamei, Rove, Rome Bachomi. Omalo, Mamun Ayevoi, so in a playful manner, her father Esther, in other words, Rafrizde, her father, Esther, whom do you want to marry? Omalo Itavaye, as a little girl, she said she wants to be married to both, to Rove and to Rome Bachomi. Oma Rove, Vano Basro. Vano Basro. In other words, first she married Rome Bachomi, and then when Rome Bachomi died, so she married Rob. So in other words, so the little girl somehow expressed, predicted the future. All right. Omar Abadimed Mechaype, Caleb, but that doesn't mean that one should pay attention to everything that the little girl says. Omar Abadimed Mechaype, Caleb Sheikh Rodam Yishte, Yishle Shteli Robins, Laha Sheikh of Shay Sayin Layla Levechel, Shenema Ishnov Yilobi, Uxiv Nibuk Luchais, Intakaminon, Halil Luchi. אומר רבוני פרידר רבי ישוע, הרוג ביין, אפילו ביותום תפסו לו יין מפקחי, שנאמר, ותירה שני ביפסויס. Now, so the Gemara says here, that when one, that be, when a person is hungry, or when he's thirsty, יש לשתי לבוביס, in other words, it means that he cannot concentrate. The Tanakh comes to me. I heard from Yaakov Kamenetsky, who is a big book in Tanakh, a very big book in Tanakh, besides being Godel in Torah. So, I mean, in Torah Shabbat Peh, Tanakh is also Torah. So, he said, we find many psukim, the Roisi and the Libi, I mean, I saw my heart, and I thought, the Libi, Kehala says, I mean, and that's strange, because after all, I mean, the heart is not the source of intelligence. The source of intelligence is the brain, not the heart. So you could say that's deeper tale to Roshan Yodom, because when a person feels strongly, so the heart is affected. But in Hanami, it doesn't mean that the heart is the source of the intelligence of Machshava. So, and he also said it in regard to this Surah, Babchem, Machem, Neichem. So, I mean, why Babchem? I mean, it's not the heart, it should be Achre Roshechem. So, Rebbe Chonon discussed it. Alright, so I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that in Loshen Chachonim Lechut, the Loshen Teiro, Nevin, Psum, Loshen Tanach Lechut. So, in Loshen Chachonim, in Mishneh Chum, mentions the Mishneh, Gemara in Chum, Neotrefes mentions Lev means heart, and brain is Meach. So, Nikama Meach, that's the brain. And Lev means heart. But in Roshan Tanakh, so Lev does not necessarily mean the heart. Lev really means center. Lev Ayam, the heart of the sea. In English, you also say the heart of the sea. What's the heart of the sea? In the center of the ocean. So in other words, so Lev, the literal meaning of Lev is a center. So the heart is a center, is the pumping center, and the brain is a center, is the coordinating center. So in other words, so when with many times when in the Torah or in Vim, Suvim, let's say in Mishlei, or Leif Chocham Limine, Leif Xili Smele, it does not have reference to the heart, it has reference to the brain. It has reference to it. So here when he says, so true, in Moshe Chachomi, so Lev means the heart, and brain is Meach. So that's when the Chachamim just discuss the heart of the brain, like in Treifes. Mashein came when the Chachamim discuss the meaning of certain psukim, so then they also operate with the same kind of terminology as the Roshan of the Torah, of the Nevi'im of Ksuvi. So here, when it says, Kedim she'yelich ha'odom v'yish te'yesh n'shtey levons, I heard it from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So it doesn't mean two hearts, it means two minds. He cannot concentrate. He cannot concentrate. His mind is split up. Alright. Alright, so there will not be any shiur in next week. And you should go over from the beginning of the past up to here. It's not much. It's only 11 dot in the morning.